Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 509-727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, the warmer weather, we've kind of been up and down and up and down.
Yeah,
and,
we're getting back to it finally. I mean, this afternoon might be a little crazy, but I have a wedding to go to, and it's only supposed to be 98 or 100. Shorts are being worn.
Yeah. So, well, unless you're one of the party and you have to wear the tux.
Oh, I'm not. I am just purely there for fun on
okay,
this one.
So then you're stuck in a penguin suit.
This is going to be just fine. And so, yep, Tri-Cities nights are, it's going to be beautiful. So I'm looking forward to it. Well, John, we always like to start off with our crazy national celebrity housing story.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's a little bit different. So in this one, I'm talking about a house sale that is not priced like you normally expect for this story.
Okay.
We're always talking about crazily priced houses, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking in this story about the possibility of buying a house in Italy for $3.
Okay.
$3. Okay. So
what's the catch?
Okay. You've probably seen some of this on HGTV or heard about this, but there was a small town in Italy called Sambuca di Sicilia. And what they did is they had blocks of homes that had been abandoned.
Think
the cobblestone streets, the stone homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they had been abandoned. So to attract people to the towns, the town took ownership of these blocks of homes, and then they were allowed to put them up for auction direct to the consumer. So you're not dealing with any middleman, real estate agency. It's direct with the town. And they've been selling batches of these homes by sealed bid. And so they've sold about 250 homes in this town in the Italian countryside. So it is a small town, but it's been working. So now what's happened is they attracted a lot of interest, mostly from Americans who bought these homes for anywhere from some as low as $10 to $15,000. Then they went in and they remodeled them. Now they said the remodels on these can be anywhere from $32,000 to $200,000, depending upon what you want to make it. But the average is around $32,000 US. And these people now have a beautiful countryside home in Italy. And so there's another batch of these. This was in architecturaldigest.com. There's another batch of these going to auction soon. And so
$3.
What happens is a lot of Americans have bought these, and they're actually calling it the emergence of this town calls it the emergence of Little America. Like prior to them doing this, very few people in the town even spoke English. But now they have kind of a vibrant community, and other people have heard about it and come, and they've bought other homes in, you know, in the town.
Now I have to ask, did you pull the trigger?
Okay, I haven't, but I thought, I was actually thinking about this, and selfishly, I was thinking about that it would make for a great radio show. So I think if nothing else, I should sign up, do the deposit. My wife's going to kill me. And then make a bid on a couple of these.
Oh, you should.
And see what happens. Okay, so
if I didn't know about this, I would.
Okay.
$3?
Yeah. So,
honey, guess what I just bought?
I could then actually do a radio show talking about the process and how it goes and what it looks like, much like HGTV did and some people did. So, okay, McKay, I'll look into it a little bit further. I'll click some of the links and see if I end up with an Italian vacation home by accident.
For $3.
I might be as willing to go as high as $100.
So, do I hear 105?
Yeah, let's see. Okay, don't be in there bidding against me. That's that.
No, I'd be trying to underbid you.
Okay, there we go.
I work in radio.
So that is our crazy celebrity news housing story of the week.
And it's refreshing because usually we're talking about, you know, oh, this house is yours for only $110 million.
Yeah, it is. It's super cool to kind of see. And it is just kind of those postcard quintessential little Italian town with the cobblestone streets.
Wow.
And they even said, you know, now they've spruced up their availability to Wi-Fi and utilities. Like, it really kind of is bringing a resurgence to this town. So wow. Very cool to see that type of stuff happening. So John, this show this week, I don't know about this show this week.
Okay.
It's awesome. I'm excited about it. And I've been getting this a lot lately. It shocked me a little bit. You know that I like to prepare for the radio shows by taking the comments that we're getting from people that are out there. We're showing houses to investors that we're working with. And two things over the last 2 to 3 weeks have really become apparent. Number one is a lot of people have been saying, when's the housing market going to crash? Prices are very, very high. Why are prices so high? So we get that a little bit. And then the second thing, and I really think this has to do with timing of our presidential debate that's coming up next week.
Mm-hmm.
And with that coming up, I have heard on 4 occasions in the last 2 weeks, and I didn't even really do a poll with all the other agents in the office, but a number of people saying, I am going to wait to buy until after the election so I know what's going to happen. So I thought to myself, Lance, you don't know enough to respond to that question. And that bothered me. And so I said, I am going to go back and I am going to do some serious research on the Tri-Cities real estate market the years after elections.
Okay.
And exactly what has happened. And I think some people are not going to like what I have to say based upon demographics. But we are only going to report the numbers on okay. what's happening. But first, I want to address the first question. And then we're going to get to what happens in Tri-Cities real estate the year after an election. But before that, to talk a little bit about the housing crash, some of it I'm going to call nonsense that comes up that we see is you really got to go back when you look at why are prices so high. And if you go online, you'll see everything from BlackRock is buying all the homes. That's why it's so high. Private equity is buying up America.
Uh-huh.
And in certain markets, I would say they've probably bought enough homes that they could move the needle. Nationally, though, when you look at that, though, nationally, it's less than 2% of homes that are owned by private equity in the United States. So at some point, we look at that and say, is that really affecting prices in Tri-Cities? You know, I'm going to say no to that. I mean, yeah. We just haven't had a lot of that institutional buying here to really move the needle. So then you got to go back and look at supply and demand. And that's what's going to be fun when we start talking about election years and go back and look at this historical data. And a lot of prices are high when we have high demand and low supply. Like, we can take it back there. I mean, I was only a minor in economics. I wasn't a major.
Okay.
But I can tell you from my minor, we can go ahead and look at that. And so you have to look, do you have population growth from migration? Well, we know generally people have been migrating towards the West Coast. Do you have population growth due to job growth? Well, every, you know, other week we have something new opening here in Tri-Cities. We've got, you know, we've got Amazon, we've got Dairy Gold, we've got all data centers. We've got a lot of job growth here. So we do have population growth that drives up our demand, and supply really comes down to the fact, we have not built enough homes. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think there are some things that will address that in the next couple of years. Last year, we had our first national home builder with D.R. Horton here. And we've already seen a number of those sales come through our office. We've seen buyers start to have more options. But it's very difficult to build enough homes. It's not like you can just like turn up the speed at the factory. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow you can have 10 or 15% more widgets out there. Like, it takes a little while with homes, with street developments, with utilities. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very difficult to get our inventory to a level that would cause a market crash. We would have to have demand go down and supply go up drastically.
Yeah.
And that's going to be really hard to change. So the other thing that we have that we're dealing with is existing home sales. We have so many people in the market that are sitting on 3 and 3.5% mortgages. They don't want to put their house on the market.
Yeah.
They don't want to look to repurchase because if they did, whatever amount they have on their current mortgage, even if they upgraded their house, their payment in some cases would be doubling. And,
yeah.
And most people just aren't willing to make that change. So once again, if you have something that doesn't have enough supply and the demand is not declining, you're going to continue to see high prices. The only thing that would change that, which is kind of counterintuitive, is if interest rates would have to fall dramatically. Okay, because if they did, then that would open up some of the existing inventory again. And then you have to ask the question, is it going to be easier or harder for developers and builders to build homes in the next 5 to 10 years? I think it's harder.
Yeah.
I mean, in the situation, in the direction we've been going, especially now with higher rates, it's harder for them to borrow money. You know, it's harder for them to make a profit. So it would have to become super, super easy for them to increase the supply dramatically. And we're just not there yet. So that's a big thing that we see going on in the market and continuing to protect equity, keep prices high, and give people the option if they want to sell and cash out on some of their equity. It's still a great time to be doing that. So the second part of what I was talking about today that was super fun is I am just going to wait until after the election to buy. Hmm. We're hearing that more and more. We've got the presidential debate coming up. You know, this is not a political show. We talk about real estate on here, but when we start to correlate these two, I wanted people to be able to answer that question specific to the Columbia Basin and specific to Tri-Cities real estate. So, John, you're going to laugh. I went back to data-wise, I went back to 1976.
Wow.
Okay, so we've got the election in 1976, and you know, I'm going to put you to the test a little bit here, McKay, just so everybody knows I didn't send him any notes or anything. But we've got Gerald Ford in 1976 running against who?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. Yes, you're the man for that. So Jimmy Carter wins that election in 76.
Mm-hmm.
Home prices in Tri-Cities are $52,000.
Okay.
Average. So the question is, people decided, am I going to wait to buy until after that election?
Mm-hmm.
1977 comes along. The very next year, interest rates are at 8.8%.
Mm-hmm.
Tri-Cities average house prices go up to $59,600. They appreciate by 14%
mm-hmm.
the year after the election when Jimmy Carter ran. So then we're moving on to a big election.
Yes.
1980.
Ronaldus Maximus.
Yes. 1980. We've got Ronald Reagan running against Jimmy Carter. And it's so interesting to look. You look at the Electoral College that year, and you had Reagan wins that with 489 mm-hmm. of the electoral votes.
Boom.
You've got happening now. You've got home prices in Tri-Cities at $65,000
mm-hmm.
average. And then we look at 1981. This is what blows my mind about this, and people are going to lose their mind about this. Average interest rate at 16%.
Ooh.
In 81 on the 30-year mortgage, and prices go up 12%. Reagan wins the election, prices go up 12% the next year in an environment that has interest rates at 16%. Here's the kicker with Tri-Cities, though, that I want people to realize. There were 1,583 homes on the market.
Wow.
You know what the population was like here in 81? We have not seen 1,580 homes on the market in Tri-Cities in the last 10 years.
And there were a lot of things in the early 80s that went on with Hanford. There was a lot of economic upheaval.
A lot of things. And so once again, here we go. So then we look ahead to 1984. Reagan's running again for re-election. So here's what's interesting about that going on. Interest rates are now at 13%. They've come down a little bit. Reagan runs for re-election. He beats Walter Mondale. And the next year, in 85, Tri-City's home prices depreciate by 3%. So that was a very, very interesting to see what happened. And it did it amongst an inventory level of 947. But we talked about at one point there was 1,500 homes on the market, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so they were working through that inventory. Plus there was stuff going on with Hanford. Exactly. But the Tri-Cities, the re-election of Reagan and the Tri-Cities housing market responding to multiple things, down after that. We move forward to 1988.
Okay.
And you've got Michael Dukakis as the Democrat candidate running against George Bush. Home prices in Tri-Cities. George Bush wins that election. Home prices in the Tri-Cities at 58,800 the year after that election, almost unchanged, 59,900. Almost unchanged. So no difference in that situation. But then things start to get a little bit crazy because we go to 92 and we've got Clinton running against Bush. Bill Clinton wins that election. Rates now have come down to 8.3%. We have an average price now in Tri-Cities of $94,900. So we've gone up quite a bit from the Bush era to Clinton. And then the year after that, we get a 17% increase. The year after Clinton wins that election, that would be in 93 then. We get a 17% increase in home prices in Tri-Cities. Absolutely crazy. But we were also on an uptick then. We had just, there had been some things going on at Hanford as well. There's some local factors there. We're going to talk about that when we get through this data, but big, big difference there. So we go back again and we see it's interesting what happens in these cycles. On a re-election year, when they win, Clinton wins against Bob Dole in 96. Home prices are $113,200. This is his second term. The year after the election, down by $300, $112,900. So again, now we're starting to see these patterns. Second term of the president, the year after that election, not much appreciation in that situation. And then we move on to, here we go again now, rates continue to fall. Okay, so then we've got in the year 2000, who do we have running? Well, we can check. We know it's Al Gore because he invented the internet. Sorry, I had to bring that one out.
Yeah.
But Gore Bush comes in 2000. Home prices in Tri-Cities now 118,000. the year after, in 01, we're starting the run-up of the early 2000s in housing prices. Interest rates at 6.9%.
Mm-hmm.
And when George W., the year after that election, goes up 18%. 18% appreciation in Tri-Cities home prices.
Wow.
In 01. Once again, we'll see him run again in 04 against John Kerry. And we've got home prices at $163,500, so a good run-up. But once again, second term, next year, those prices only go up to $174,000. We only get a 6% bump in that situation. And then fast forward to now, and here's where we have to kind of look at a couple things. Fast forward to 2008. So we've got big election. We've got McCain and Obama in that election. But we're right at the beginning of the Great Recession.
Yeah.
And so prices during that election year, $189,900 in Tri-Cities. The second year, normally you would expect first term by the data we've went over, you would expect there to be a big bump. There wasn't. In 2009, prices in Tri-Cities flat, $188,800, down a little bit, down 1% actually. So Obama gets in office, Tri-Cities home prices go down 1%, but you've got to look. Once again, we had big pressures with the Great Recession coming, information starting to come out about housing issues.
Yes, and the notorious ARM.
Yes, coming into play where the adjustable rate mortgages start to come out.
And there was a lot of pressure that was made. There was a lot of from the government to do those. Yeah. And there were honestly a lot of people that maybe should have waited a little longer.
Should have waited a little bit longer.
There was a lot going on.
So
there.
Based upon what we've been seeing, let's look at the second term here. And we fast forward to 2012. It's Obama Romney. Mm-hmm. Obama wins that election. Prices in Tri-Cities at $203,000. They've started to recover from the Great Recession. They bump in 2013 to $208,000. Okay. So it gets a little bump there, a 3%. But those second term re-election years, we don't get huge bumps in the Tri-Cities when we look at all that data. Now, fast forward to the 2016 election. We have got Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Donald Trump wins that election. Home prices now, crazily, are at $244,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got only 459 homes on the market, which is insane when you look at 20 years prior, we talked about 1,500.
Yeah.
And you've got... Then 2017, you've got a 9% bump after Trump's elected, and you get 267,051. Fast forward to our last election, 2020. Here we are. We've got Trump and Biden. Biden wins that election. Home prices now are at 346,000. Dollars, massive appreciation at that point. And in 2021, we're also going to be dealing with now COVID, and we see prices go to 407 as the average the year after. So Biden gets an 18% increase in Tri-Cities home prices. Interest rates there bottoming out on my chart from 1976 down. Interest rates average in 2021, I can't believe I'm saying this, at 2.9% on the 30-year mortgage. So you've got a lot of things correlating there. I'm going to be way over on time today because I love this freaking data about what's going on with Tri-City housing. When we come back, I'm going to look at some of the summaries. What happens in Tri-Cities real estate based upon who gets elected as president.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been having a little bit of fun mixing in some political trends with real estate. We're not talking politics. We're not going to be that crazy, but we are looking at what happens in the past with housing appreciation rates in Tri-Cities the year after an election, because people worry about that. We've been hearing it. Our customers have been saying it to us. And so we wanted to know exactly what happens with those trends. Before I jump into those, I do want to get my pick three out, though. We do have some really good inventory coming on the market in Tri-Cities. Our buyers have more choices now than we've had in the last 4 to 5 years, with almost 800 homes on the market. And we can take a lot more on the market and still have a balanced, healthy market. But it's getting to a point where there are some good options to show people out there.
Yeah.
But pick number one, I've got 2335 Snohomish Avenue in Richland. This is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 2148 square foot home in one of those classic North Richland neighborhoods. It's got an updated kitchen, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, lots of cabinet space, large primary suite, has a custom tiled shower, dual sink vanity, deep soaking tub, big walk-in closet. And then the patio overlooks an in-ground pool, a pond, and meticulously landscaped gardens. So just a really kind of that quintessential, beautiful North Richland location. That price is coming in at $550,000 for that property. Pick number two, I'm taking it to Kennewick, 5407 West 17th in Kennewick, located in Creekstone. This has 2627 square feet, 5-bedroom, 3-bath, modern kitchen, stainless steel appliances, gas range, composite sink, convenient island for casual dining, very attractive cabinetry in this house as well. Main level has a spacious primary suite, complete with the walk-in closet, dual sink vanity here as well, jetted soaking tub, and a separate shower. Great, great space. And then upstairs, you have large secondary bedrooms, one featuring its own walk-in closet, lots of storage space. And so hard to find sometimes a house that offers that fifth bedroom option, coming in priced at $510,000. And then pick number three, here's a price point we don't see very often. I'm going to lead with that at $215,000. This is a condominium in Richland, 303 Gage Boulevard, number 237. This is the On the Green condos, beautifully updated, bamboo wood floors, lots of counter space in the kitchen, updated appliances, big, large bedroom, laundry closet, full bathroom. It's been tastefully updated. Slider off the dining area is a covered deck and overlooks the community pool. So as we start to heat up temperatures, it's really hard to get a starter place, even condominium, for $215,000. So great price on the pick three there. Well, here's the data that we've been talking about with elections. People always say, I'm going to wait and see what happens after the election, or I'm not going to buy till after the election year and wait and see what happens. Well, the summary of all of that data going back to 1976, and this is going to surprise some people, but the summary of that data is, on average, Tri-Cities appreciation tends to beat the national average the year after an election. If we go back and just look back to 1976, if we have a Democratic winner on the presidential election side, Tri-Cities home prices appreciate roughly 8.5%. So you're like, okay, well, what happens if we have a Republican winner? If we have a Republican winner in the presidential elections going back to 1976, next year appreciation in the Tri-Cities runs slightly less, but still 7.3%. both parties, so either one that's going to get elected in that situation, historically, in my data going back to 76, we run appreciation rates on average of 7.9% in Tri-Cities.
So it's,
you could wait, but you likely you'll just cost yourself some money in that situation. Now,
either way, it's kind of a wash. They're very similar.
They are very similar. The only thing I will say, and I would have to go back probably into the 60s and maybe the 50s to really feel comfortable about the data, because my data set wasn't quite large enough. The only thing I will say is I did start to pick up on a pattern that second term re-election the following year was pretty flat. Mm-hmm. We had a number of occasions when Reagan won again, when Bush won the second term, and when Obama won the second term in that situation. Those second terms were likely a little more flat than some of the other averages. But general rule of thumb that you're looking at there, regardless of that situation, you're going to likely see a bump on the appreciation side. So my takeaways from this in navigating the election year, and I will tell you, we were looking at interest rates there quite a bit as well, is you've got to stay informed with all of the factors affecting the housing market. You Yes. can't just say, I'm going to wait and see what happens after the election, because in that situation, you're likely ignoring some other major factors, and that Yes. is employment that we talked about. That's where interest rates are at. I tell you what, regardless of who gets elected president, you want to see the housing market change quickly. Mm-hmm. It will matter more depending on where rates go. You get Yeah. rates back to 5.5, you're going to see a larger change than who's sitting in the Oval Office. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that much right now. Inventory levels are another thing to pay attention to. Really cool to look at that historical number in Tri-Cities. And I think agents here, half of the agents here, maybe three quarters, no offense, but I'm an older guy and they're just too young to know. If we had 1,500 homes on the market, they would probably lose their mind. And so I think we're going to be paying attention to what inventory levels look like. And we're totally capable of dealing with that in Tri-Cities, but it's a number that we haven't seen in a while. So monitor that. Monitor your local market conditions. I always say, work with professionals. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're working with an agent that knows these numbers, that knows these factors, knows what to be looking for. Mortgage lenders that are watching out for when you can lock, what the rates look like. And then the other thing is just focus on long-term goals.
Yeah.
When you go back and you look at this and you say, and you say, Lance, in 2004, I go back and look at this, and when I go through these numbers, I think about a couple things, and I go back and I look at this sheet and I say in 2004, I see an average home price in the Tri-Cities at $163,500. And I look at myself and I say, you're an idiot, Kenmore. For why you should have bought more, faster, harder on the rental side as you were going along, because now we've got an average price, you know, bumping up to 450. So you regardless of who's going to be president and who's going to win the debate and do that on the real estate side, if you look at those long-term goals, these numbers show that we can move through those changes and still meet your real estate goals and get appreciation in that situation. And so we're helping our clients make those decisions, look at those factors, and then move forward in a way that hopefully gets them those type of equity bumps in the next 5, 10, 15 years, to where we'll be looking at this data and instead of saying the average price is $400,000, it'll be $800,000. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so our goal is to put you in a position to take advantage of those equity swings. That's about as political as I'm going to get on this show, John. And yeah. So when the sound bites come out, just remember, we're looking at real estate data. We're comparing that to historical values. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun to see that. And so I'm sure anytime I venture even close into this realm. I can't wait. People are going to call me and they are going to have a discussion with me, and we're going to have a great time. So if you want to know any more about what those trends look like and how you can take advantage of those, go to kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us a message. Real estate questions only in that situation. All right, everybody. We'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.